We're talking with the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, Richard Fordyce. Let's talk about some of the hot button things right now within your purview. What are the things you're trying to get out to farmers right now?
Well, you know, certainly market facilitation program is a big one. We're trying to wrap up sign up, get every producer that's eligible to get in and get signed up. We've talked about a general CRP sign up, and that general CRP sign up is going to be in December at some point. We haven't got a date for first day of sign up for folks to come in, but it's coming. Yes, and then just so farm bill implementation and disaster programs, and whether they're standing disaster programs, ad hoc programs, you know, our WHIP Plus program is sign up is ongoing. There are, Ron, a lot of things happening right now in Farm Service Agency.
And one thing that's kind of out there that you're still, I know, pulling all the details together, but we've got the hemp program that is in the process of rolling out.
Right. So the hemp program, the regulation and kind of the oversight of the hemp program lies with the Agricultural Marketing Service. But we worked with them as they were working through and doing their rule. We have some pieces of that. For example, a hemp producer will make their acreage report with Farm Service Agency. We'll be able to take their acreage report. We'll be able to capture their license, which was one of the things that that AMS said is a must, that we must capture that license. We'll have some opportunities for some loans now for hemp producers. We're looking at other things, so non-insured ag production coverage, which is our version of crop insurance, that we'll be able to offer some NAP coverage to hemp producers. And then finally, we have a program called Farm Storage Facility Loan Program. It started two or three farm bills ago, and the main focus was building grain bins. But we've expanded that program quite a bit over the years to loan money on farm storage facility projects. And so we're looking at what would be something unique to the hemp industry that we could add to that farm storage facility loan program.
I know that one of the things that's kind of been preached by your boss, Secretary Sonny Perdue, he's talked a lot about trying to make sure all of these various administrations and agencies work more seamlessly together. Do you feel that's you're getting there on that?
So I do, and I was at home farming. I hadn't gotten this position yet when the secretary announced some realignment at USDA, and the one that really perked up my ears was the development of the Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area, where we're bringing Farm Service Agency, Risk Management Agency, and Natural Resource Conservation Service together in one mission area. He talks all the time about providing and delivering exceptional customer service. Well, if you think about all of the agencies in USDA, those three agencies are probably the most farmer-facing of any of the agencies. We literally work together every day. So whether it's in Washington, whether it's in local service centers, that interaction and that cooperation and that collaborative nature is happening every day. It was good to begin with, but it's getting better, and it's going to continue to get better. And that is to the benefit. It's going to be to the benefit of the folks that work in those agencies, but it's ultimately going to be to the benefit of farmers and ranchers.
Feel good about the improvements in the website and the ability to do business online?
So we're getting there. We continue to try to improve that, the ability for farmers and ranchers to participate remotely. That is definitely a major focus of what we're trying to do at Farm Service Agency. And as we continue to add different components to that remote opportunity, that's just going to be a better experience for farmers. We know that we're always going to have folks that want to go to an office and talk to somebody, ask them questions. Have that face-to-face conversation. The folks that work for Farm Service Agency at the local level, I mean, they're the subject matter experts. And if you're a farmer or rancher and you want an answer to a question, a lot of folks still feel real comfortable going in there and talking to those people personally. But we're going to have additional tools. We're going to continue to develop tools that folks can either access remotely, access through our website, farmers.gov. you know, for information and also participation. And we're continuing to evolve and add more things to that.
You mentioned that local aspect of FSA. You're in the right in the middle of some nomination and election process, right?
Absolutely. That's a great point. Ballots were mailed to farmers on November 4th for that local county committee election. And I can't speak highly enough of the folks that step up, put their name on the ballot, say, you know what, I'll serve as a county committee member. It's critically important that we have good people that are plugged into the community. They know what's going on around them to be on those local county committees, because there's a lot of opportunity for them to interact with the programs, with eligibility for their fellow farmers in that local county. But anyway, farmers need to be in, get those ballots back in. December 2nd is the deadline to get the ballots back in to Farm Service Agency. An eligible voter in those elections is any farmer or rancher that has participated in a program. So a lot of folks in a county. If a farmer or rancher didn't get a ballot in the mail, they just need to go into local Farm Service Agency office, request a ballot. They'll get a ballot, and they can cast that. It's important that we have people sign up. It's important we have people that run for these positions. But it's even more important that we have folks that are voting.
Finally, circle around. We talk about implementation of other programs you got going right now. 2018 farm law, do you feel pretty good that we've gotten the parts of it that are under your purview out there done as far as implementation?
Yeah, I mentioned CRP. That's the last really major one. The secretary, when the president signed the farm bill on, I believe it was December 20th last year, the secretary kind of laid out the map for what we're going to do first, second, third, and so on and so forth. Dairy margin coverage was the first. So we hit that target. We had almost 22,000 dairy operations sign up for dairy margin coverage. Then we worked in ARC PLC and now CRP. Those are the big ones. If you look through the Farm Bill legislation, Farm Service Agency is very prevalent across a lot of different things. Our standing disaster programs, a lot of those were self-enacting, not a lot of changes to those, but it was dairy margin coverage, ARC PLC, and CRP that were the big ones. And we haven't crossed the finish line, but we can see it.